to another episode of Dynamic Discussions, the personal development podcast for men. I am your host, Dylan Eckes. Before we get started today, there are a few housekeeping items to take care of. First of all, hit that subscribe button. And if you're enjoying today's content and today's episode, make sure you upload it to your social media and tag me. You can find me on Instagram at dynamic.eckes, and you can find me on Twitter at Dylan_dynamic92. And last but certainly not least, make sure you head over to Instagram and follow InnerManYXH on Instagram, and make sure you follow us on Facebook as well at The Inner Man Project. The Inner Man Project is a nonprofit organization that myself, my wife, and a few awesome men in my community have started. We're trying to end the stigma that is surrounding men's mental health. We are bringing a light to the darkness around mental illness, and we are trying to save and help as many people as possible within our community and across the province and across the country. So make sure you go and follow us on Instagram at InnerManYXH, and on Facebook, all you have to do is type in The Inner Man Project or type in at The Inner Man Project. Thanks for tuning in today, guys. I truly appreciate it. And without further ado, enjoy today's podcast. What is up, everyone? Hope everyone's had a great day, a great week, and a great month of September thus far. I am sorry I have not been able to upload many shows as of late. Life has been busy, not gonna lie to you guys. We started the Inner Man Project here at the beginning of September, and it's skyrocketed, you guys. I've gotten such a great reception from so many people, the team members, Melissa, they've gotten such a great reception from everybody. It seems as though this is what this city needed at this point in time, and it's crazy to think because we've made so much progress already, but we're just scratching the surface of what we can do with the Inner Man Project. So I'm pretty excited about what we have in store. With that being said, I've been swamped. Every day it's a new client, every day a new opportunity, and I am so blessed to have the career, the family, the friends, the support that I have. I couldn't do what I'm doing right now, and I wouldn't be where I am without my kids and my family and my friendships and my career. So, you know, for me, I'm eternally grateful for everything that's gone on in my life in the last 2 years here. On Saturday, we had our first peer-to-peer group session with the Inner Man Project here in Medicine Hat. It went off without a hitch. It was a total success. 3 hours long of men sharing their stories, their experiences, their advice, their opinions. There were some guys there that they don't struggle with mental health. They don't struggle with mental illness. And it was fantastic to see the guys that didn't struggle with these things come to support the guys that do. One of the topics that we touched on was mindset. And I wanted to do a podcast today, a real talk podcast, and talk about the importance of shifting your mindset. And for me personally, the last 2 years, my business, my personal development, my health, my relationships, my family, everything in my life that I track, it has skyrocketed. And for me, it was a shift mentally. And I realized that I'm always going to suffer with mental illness, and I realize that I'm always going to have struggles just like everybody else. You know, everyone has their scars. So I had a choice to make. I could keep, you know, finding myself in a rut every 6 months or, every year at some point in time, or I could change the way I thought about my life, about the events that happened to me, about my circumstances, and choose to better myself. And I've always been fascinated with personal development. I've always strived to better myself, whether it was my health and fitness, my mindset, reading more, listening to more audiobooks, more podcasts, things of that nature. And, you know, I always found myself in a rut at some point or another. And I was kind of tired of that. I was kind of tired of the rhetoric that I'm going to better myself, oh, take a step back. I'm going to better myself, oh, take another fucking step back. And for me, I was tired of the vicious cycle that was my life. there was a lot of great moments in my life, and I'm truly grateful for those great moments. But I always found myself backed into my own corner of my mind. And so for me, 2 years ago, there was a shift. And I can tell you that shift right now. I had moved to Medicine Hat. I was about a year into my financial services career. I was taking on new clients here in my hometown, and I was struggling. I went about 4 months, 5 months without a paycheck. And, there were some things that happened that were uncontrollable. And, I was dealing with some health scares, and I had decided to hang up the posing trunks from bodybuilding. At that point in time, there was a lot of changes and a lot of shifts happening in my life. And I felt myself in a hole, and I didn't want to be in that hole anymore. And for me, it was about the consistency of my personal development. It was about my consistency with my health, the food that I was eating. It was about consistency with relationships, my business development with my career. All of those things I wasn't being consistent on. And I was letting my emotions get the best of me. And the shifting point for me was realizing that there's a difference between emotions and there's a difference between feelings. And what I realized was I was letting my emotions get the best of me. Every time something went wrong at work, every time something went wrong at home, something happened with the kids, it always affected my mood. And my reaction to my emotions was my problem. And so back in December of 2018, I had an epiphany. We were struggling financially. Christmas was around the corner. We had money for gifts for the kids. We had money to pay our bills, but we weren't getting ahead. And I felt like I was spinning my tires, quite frankly. And I was tired of living in that spin the tires cycle that occurred in my life. And I knew I was progressing, but I didn't believe I was progressing fast enough. Like I said, I felt like I was spinning my tires and getting nowhere. And I realized that it was completely in my control on the way I reacted to things. If a deal didn't go through with a client, I would react negatively and I would take those feelings home. And then when something negative happened at home, I would take it out of my clients, and it just became a vicious circle. So January 2019 rolls around, and it sounds funny and cliche, but I literally gave myself a resolution that I am in control of my reaction. I am in control of my emotions. There's a difference between emotions and feeling. And when I say that, an emotion is feeling happy or joy or feeling sad or angry. And what I realized was I can feel those emotions, but I cannot react on them. So I changed my mindset. If something bad happened at work, I reacted as if something good happened at work. If something bad or negative happened at home, I brushed it off and continued to live life as if something good or positive just happened. And what I quickly realized is the more positive thoughts and the more I was thinking in a more happy manner, you could say, more good things started happening to me and my family. In 2019, I ended up getting married. We had the twins. I found my faith. My business exploded. Everything that could go right or could go wrong, I was okay with the end result. And what I mean by that was if something good was happening, I didn't overreact and see it as a victory quite yet. If something bad happened, I knew that if I kept my cool, I stayed calm and stayed with my positive thoughts, something good would happen. So I kept that mantra in my head, just positive thinking, you're in control of your emotions, you're in control of your emotions. And I would say that to myself day in and day out. I still say that to myself subconsciously now. When things go wrong, I try to look for the good things that could go right or the positives in that negativity. And sometimes it's very, very hard to do, especially with the times that we're living in. And it's easy to sit back and kick up your feet and talk shit and be negative. It's really hard to look at the bright side and look at the positives of what's going on in the world or in your life. And I want to make it very clear, that is what separates you from a path of self-destruction, a path of negativity, from a path of positivity and joy and happiness and fulfillment. Because I'm telling you guys, in the last 3 years of the financial services industry, I've seen people who are very well off and I've seen people who are struggling. And you'd be surprised at how many times I meet people who are well off, who are struggling mentally, and the people who are struggling financially have a better mindset and are way more fulfilled and enjoy life way more. And so I think that's very important for people to understand that your mental health relies on the way you perceive the world. And I want to make it very clear that there's a difference between mental illness and mental health. So mental illness is something that somebody cannot change. Somebody can improve on, but there's a chemical reason in their brain why they are the way they are. Mental health is something that we should be able to manage on a daily basis. If you're having a bad day, you can get out of those negative thoughts. You can react in a positive manner. And I think that's what a lot of people, they think it's cliche, they think it's woo-woo, they think it's straight up bullshit. And I'm here to tell you it's not firsthand. I'm here to tell you through all the negativity, all of the bad days I've had, suffering through mental illness, you can control the way you react to the things that happen into your life. So I think the biggest takeaway when it comes to mental health is one, changing your mindset, and two, being in control of your feelings and emotions. It's a lot harder said than done. And there are some things that you can do to improve that. You know, meditation is one of them. Saying a mantra to yourself over and over and over again. Visualization, what you want out of life, what you want to see your family accomplish, what do you want to see out of your friendships, your career. Visualization is a big one. There are things that you can do on a daily basis, but most people don't want to do it. They don't believe in it. And I think that's one thing and one aspect of positive thinking that people forget. If you don't believe it, you're not going to achieve it. And when it comes to personal development, when it comes to bettering yourself, when it comes to positive thinking, you have to believe in it. You have to change your mindset. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Dynamic Discussions. Make sure you hit that subscribe button and share the podcast to your social media. Tag me in it on Instagram at dynamic.ekus and on Twitter at Dylan_dynamic92. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.